Interstellar distances can take a bit to travel. Sometimes it takes hours and hours, even for the gate drive on your just slightly out-of-date ship, to get you where you're going. You've had to avoid roaming pirates, choose your stopping points carefully. You've been quite devoted to planning out your course after this, retrieving your inheritance by finding the worlds where various probes sent out by your father have landed. You notice as you finally cement your plans when you arrive to the next world. Well, you notice a faint sound, coming from the bunk room toward the aft of the ship. Slick, wet, rhythmic, slick, slick, sliding, very wet, obscenely, obviously sexual noises. This is when you realize that, fortunately, you don't have to bear the distance alone. Because you think what you hear is the sound of the needy Galoshin in her bunk in the back room. You took the gelatinous girl on board when you first got the ship. You think what you're hearing is the sound of her. Well, only one way to find out for sure. Rising from your relatively comfortable pilot's chair, you walk to the back bunk room. The pneumatic door slides open to reveal. On her bunk, well, in it, because it's really more like a slightly padded, stain-proof bathtub, is the green, semi-gelatinous shape of Selyse, your Galoshin companion. This fluid-hungry girl isn't too bright, but she is horny, kind, hospitable, caring in her own way, and relentlessly loyal. Defeating her in lust-based combat and feeding her fill of your sexual fluids earned her loyalty. And she's been very efficient in helping you relieve any sexual frustration during the long interstellar night. Except, you've been so focused on reclaiming your inheritance and planning your route, plus the aforementioned dodging of space pirates, that you've been sleeping alone, sleeping hard, getting up, working out, and going back to work. This all goes to say that you see she has risen enough of a head and big enough breasts and two arms that she can play with her colossal, bouncing green jugs while her other hand fingers a fully manifested, visible, well-outlined pussy, rubbing her thumb across her clit, somewhere in the gelatinous puddle that is her lower body. Her long hair appears silky and soft, but you know it would also be slightly sticky and wet to the touch, like the rest of her. She doesn't always form her body except when she's trying to seduce. She could be recording it on the ship's computer to watch herself later, but you think it's probably more likely that the show is actually for you. Especially based on the way her slightly lighter green eyes are fixated. They're pupil-less, they shine slightly. Her eyelashes are long, dripping only a little bit. Since you've been fucking and feeding her regularly, she's seemingly practiced forming very detailed and alluring body shapes. Or perhaps remembered how, for she had been doing it for a long time before. You wonder how long she was left to hibernate in that storehouse you found her in, actually. But you wonder very little when you notice some of the aforementioned details. Her fingers are tweaking nipples you see are erect and pebbly, positioned on ridiculous E-cup porn star tits that jiggle more than should be possible. But of course her species can make their body do almost anything. One hand to torment her tits, and the other pushing fingers in and out of a formed pussy below, over and over, pistoning movements in an over-soaked goo-girl sex that responds so well. It must be for your benefit, because you know she can easily manifest her pussy anywhere, so the alluring arm down the front of her body framed by her big tits look must be all for you. She's even developing hips, which she squirms back and forth, squeezing her thighs around her hand, which she suddenly has. Thighs. So her pussy is concealed slightly now. She's drooling from her mouth as well. The drool's a very slightly lighter green. Her body is wicking it back up because Galoshins never waste moisture if they can help it. But they especially never waste sexual fluid-derived protein, and her eyes are therefore fixed between your legs. You're wearing comfortable, loose-fitting shorts and not much else. And your body, conditioned as it is during the long time between planets, is sheening with slight sweat from the overly warm bunk room, and also with your muscles showing, she begs silently. If she weren't so turned on, she might be more seductive in her words, in her deeds, but it doesn't seem like those luscious plump lips can even form words right now. She bucks and shivers. You know she's achieved an orgasm or something close enough to one. Her fingers only move faster in response, though. Nothing else you can do. You're gonna have to please your horny goo girl. She whimpers with gratitude when you approach her bunk. You know better than to climb right in, because she'd engulf you, sliding inside of you and out, kissing you as she sucked every bit of your spare fluids up in sexual frenzy. It might be lovely, but you have things to do later. So just now, instead, you walk to the edge of her bunk. She slides up on the side of the padded space, her hands eagerly clutched on the rim, no longer fingering herself. Her huge tits hang over that edge, her mouth wide open, long green tongue extended. Leaning forward, leaning toward you, eagerly, hands clutching, tits bouncing in the open air, just ahead of her hands, so only her tits, head, and hands are out of the tub, leaning a full foot outside of it, and toward you on approach. You pause with her face right next to your crotch, grip her hair, it is soft, it is silky, and pull her face against you, rubbing her head between your legs. She can sense your arousal, and so this must be a sensory overload. She shivers and lets out some incomprehensible moan. Her hands grip tighter. You see them twisting, twitching. She wants to reach out. She wants to grab hold of you, pull you to her, perhaps pull your shorts out of the way. But all she does is let you steer her face, rubbing back and forth. You feel your shorts getting wet from exposure to her. She is licking the outside. But she's being patient. She's being good. How could you do anything other than reward her?